Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
All right, thank you.
Great.
Okay, let's talk about loans. What could somebody put up as surety for a loan?
You know, there's always this dark stigma attached to gold and diamond exchanges and micro lending and loaning, but
the industry does really have a very bad reputation.
No, it does, and I understand why. There's a lot of fly by nights. You know, people open for a couple of months, make a little bit of money. You know, do unethical things and close down. And in my industry, it happens every day. You know, we've been around literally for close to, I don't know, 21 years in this industry, and we strive for a good reputation, and that's why we advertise on certain radio stations to take that certain stigma away from this, you know, from this bad, you know, this bad energy, karma, whatever you want to call it, that stigma that's attached to loaning, to gold and diamond exchanges, selling your diamonds, selling your gold. At Gold Capital, very transparent. Very. We show you the carat of your gold. We show you the weight of the gold. We show you the gold price of the day, and we do the mathematics.
And
from
you're actually
there.
Part of the process.
Completely.
And do you only give loans against gold?
So no, we give loans against diamonds. We give loans against Krugerrands. We give loans against luxury watches such as Tag, Omega, Cartier, Rolexes.
Hublot,
Patek Philippe, Jürgen LeCoultre, and there's an amazing amount of luxury watches that we take as security. So the listener has a vast amount to choose from if he has valuables that are lying in his safe or lying in his drawer that he's not really using, but you know he needs a bridging finance for a month or two or 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, because that's really what it is. We really bridge finances. You know, guys don't want to give their things away because it's got sentimental, not just passed down by their Zeta or their late mom or whatever, and it's very emotional and sentimental to them. So they don't want to part with it, which I fully understand.
If somebody comes to you for a loan, do they have to give a reason to you for their loan?
No, and the best thing about it is we don't even check their credit. You know, we just need security. And also what we do provide is unlimited, period. You're not restricted to a month or two or three. As long as we have your items in a secure place, you guys can take a loan for 5 years, you know, at a minimal interest rate.
What's a minimal interest rate?
Well, we evaluate the amount of the loan.
I mean, I know nothing about this industry, so that's why.
Okay, so when we meet a client, we go through a questionnaire, and depending on the answers, we would give a loan between 3% to 15%.
Okay.
And that's how we work. So, you know, but you know, funny enough, all high listeners have never once come to me for a loan. All they want to do is sell. So I don't, you know, obviously things are not that tough out there at the moment, but I'm saying, I mean, we in the heart we feel the recession because we hear people's stories every single
day. Do they tell you? Do people tell you why they're taking loans?
Of course. And it's heartbreaking.
And
you know?
Why are people taking loans?
Well, funny enough, we're going through a period now of divorces. So a lot of ladies are using the engagement rings or whatever to pay legal fees. So that's
like karma, actually.
That's like a phase that we're going through at the moment. But generally, Kathy, it's regarding credit card expenses. We don't go into detail what credit card, because that's personal, what credit card expenses they're needing it for. But generally, it's always regarding credit card expenses. You know, it's very few times I get a lady coming in or a gentleman saying, I need a bridging finance. I want to take my family away to the United States or whatever, and I just want to take a loan for a month or two.
But these are emergency. I mean,
these are serious emergencies where the people are coming for their homes or they're going to turn off their lights and water. You know, it's serious stuff, this.
If somebody comes to you with a deed for property.
Oh, no.
You won't take a property?
Not at all. We stay clear of people's livelihoods, such as cars and property.
Okay.
I'm not interested in that kind of business. I wouldn't sleep well at night knowing that if someone defaulted, they wouldn't have a form of transportation to get to work and back and obviously earn an income.
Yeah.
And there are companies out there that do that and do housing, which are, you know, for me, that's that's insane to take someone's house away where he's got a family, you know, and they've got nowhere to stay. It's just insane.
If somebody comes to you with a watch, right, and say it's a Hublot, right, how would you evaluate? How would you do evaluation on that watch?
So that's a good question.
And how much money could somebody loan against that watch?
So that's a good question. So we have a valuation steps that we go through, and one of them is online. We Google a company called Chrono24, which is the biggest online retailer in the world, and we approximate to see what that watch is selling for on that website.
New.
No, it's all pre-owned watches. Okay. There's no new watches on that website. Okay. But it's the biggest online retail store in the world. I mean, literally, there are hundreds and thousands
Chrono
of watches.
Chrono 24.
And what we do is we take a third of that value we give you as a loan. Because in South Africa, those watches trade at a third of what they would trade overseas. So if you see a watch for 100,000 Rand on the Chrono 24 website where a guy in Spain or America or Germany is selling it at, we would give you a loan of 33 or 35,000 Rand against that watch.
Okay. You know what? I think that it's important for somebody who's perhaps thinking about taking a loan. So, right, well, how much do I know that it's worth?
I know, and no. People need to get over the fact that they are humiliated or embarrassed to come to a place like ourselves for a loan. I'll be honest with you, there are so many people out there that need help. And a lot of people are a little bit embarrassed about coming to an organization like ourselves for help. And I just want to just give them peace of mind that it's a common thing, and there's a lot of people out there that need help, and they should not let that be an obstacle to come and seek help.
Yeah, I'm looking at this at the site. Actually, it's quite amazing to see what everything is selling for. I mean, they've got Cartier, they've got men's watches. So you can actually go and have a look and just see what the watches would sell at, and they've got vintage. I mean, these are all pre-owned. Some of them you can see are pre-owned. Just saying.
No, but Kathy, this website is amazing. I mean, literally, it's got hundreds and thousands of watches, and every single brand on this planet is on this website.
Yes, I see that some of them are like $699 to thousands and thousands of dollars.
There's some watches on there for a couple of $1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones would those be?
Jay came on the show about 2 weeks ago, and he told you about Nadal. Nadal's brand, I can't remember the name of that watch. I mean, that watch is about $2-3 million.
It's that ugly watch.
Yeah, and he wears it. If you watch him play.
I know.
I watched him play in the final on Sunday. He was wearing that same watch again. I mean, I want to tell you something. If I had like stupid money, I would definitely buy that watch because it looks like a space age watch. It looks like something that comes from space.
Yeah, let's have a look, like Panerai. So the Panerais go from 226,900.
No, you get more inexpensive Panerais. You can get Panerais for 70,000 and 80,000 Rand. But you do, yeah, you definitely get Panerais over 200,000, 300,000, even sometimes 400,000 Rand.
Yeah.
But the top brands, if you want to see really expensive watches, Google Patek Philippe, Audemars Piguet,
I'm on the brand okay. thing. As you're talking, I'm looking.
Look at Patek Philippe. Okay. I mean, that's a really
Patek Philippe. I mean, they're beautiful though. Yeah. I mean, they're dress watches.
They're not every day, and they're not casual sporty watches. They're more dress.
Oh, but they are gorgeous.
But you know, there's an old saying goes that you don't ever sell a watch; you just loan it out because a person that owns a Patek will pass it down.
So, yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah, so you don't really ever sell a Patek. But even though saying that, there are lots of people selling it on the website.
Gorgeous. They're so clean, very clean lines, nice, thin faces.
Yeah, and they've got an amazing history behind it. You know, all these watches that are literally handcrafted piece by piece are the ones that are really, the prices are through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this, the Patek Philippe Nautilus Tiffany, 804,000.
Rands or dollars?
Rands.
Yeah. That's not a bad price for Patek, by the way. That can go into the millions.
Well, some of these are a lot cheaper. I mean, some of these Patek Philippe's, yeah. Okay. So they start at about 100,000. Yeah. Around there.
And that can go right. Yeah, that can go into
nothing
the
nothing quite like the Watch Channel website, though. It's not as easy to navigate, I just have to say.
No, yeah. I mean, we put a lot of thought into that website. We want to make it user-friendly. Yeah.
Okay, so I bring you, let's say I bring you a Patek Philippe annual calendar chronograph, very rare, 822,083 rand. So I would be able to get on that a third of that, which is approximately 300,000,
just under.
How long would it take me to get that?
Immediately. That's what's awesome about it.
What do you mean?
Well, you can walk out with 300,000 rand or be transferred straight into your bank account. There's no waiting period of 5 or 7 days or 2 weeks. As you walk in, you'll walk out with the money or in your bank account.
But I must obviously bring you whatever it is that I'm taking a loan against.
Yeah, and always, right. it's always best to bring the box and the papers with as well of the watch. It kind of helps you get more money.
Yeah.
You know, box and papers, original box and papers for the watch is exceptionally important.
What happens if you don't have it? Does it devalue your watch?
It does. Because the truth of the matter is if you default and we have to resell that watch, it's so much more difficult to sell.
You won't be able to sell it because it hasn't got the box and the papers.
I would be able to, but it'd be way more difficult and a much lesser price.
Okay.
Because think about it, if you're the buyer and you're buying a beautiful watch, you want the original box and papers.
Oh, definitely.
If you don't have the original box and papers, you're going to think, well, where's the origin of this watch?
Yeah.
Is it real? Is it not real? You know, is it kosher, not kosher? You know, all these questions ring bells when there's no original box and papers.
You raised kosher. Definitely want to talk to you about that. We've got to do a traffic update. But Becky wants to know, how do you spell Chronac 24? It's not Chronac, it's Chrono, as in time, Latin for time. Chrono, C-H-R-O-N-O, and then the number 24.co.za. You can go and check it out, and it'll give you all the rand values. All right, we're going to take a very quick update with Matthew, and then I want to talk about ownership. How do you know who owns what when they bring it to you for a loan? We're talking about loans. If you've got something that you want to take a loan for, so what's the minimum, what's the maximum loan that somebody could take with you?
There is no minimum. And there is no maximum. Someone can take a loan for 500 rand and they could take a loan for 1 million rand. You know, we're fortunate enough where we have a huge working capital, where we can facilitate any amount of loan, really. Obviously in reason up to, at any given time, probably 2 to 3 million rand per person.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of facility we have available.
How do you check ownership, Ron? If somebody comes to you with a watch, right, say a watch that you're not quite sure how this person came into, came to have it, not that it's even your business, really, but I mean, how do you check that somebody actually owns that?
There is no real way. We've got to take the client's word for it. They sign a loan document stating that the watch belongs to them. Obviously, by law, we have to follow the rules and regulations. Generally, they have to fill out a 12-page loan agreement, which they get a copy of. The items get stored at a really secure safety deposit box. It's not kept in the premises. So their stuff is very, very safe. But in terms of for the watch being kosher or not, we have no, even when people come and sell their gold jewelry to us, we have no way of knowing if it belongs to them or not. They fill out a purchase document declaring that the stuff belongs to them. That's the only way we can really check, and we follow the law by taking a copy of their ID or driver's license, and that's basically it. So if a person comes for a loan, all they really need to do is bring their driver's or ID for the full document, a 12-page document, and yeah, it's literally done within 10 minutes to get a loan.
That sounds very easy.
Very, very easy, and we try and make it as smooth as possible because it's quite stressful.
And how important is it for the person to have realistic expectations in terms of repayment? Because surely that's the negotiation that you can do.
Well, that's it. So the longer the period, the lower the rate. The higher the amount with, sometimes we get to requests where the jewelry doesn't match the loan amount and they ask us for, if we can assist for a slightly higher amount.
Yeah.
For instance, the jewelry is worth 10,000 rand for a loan, and when they ask for a 12 or 14 because they have a shortfall in the electricity bill or school fees or credit card, and we generally try and assist, and then obviously the rate would be higher.
Okay. So you've actually said with the watches, you'd give a third of the value of the watch.
So generally Chrono 24 is a good...
I found my watch on here, by the way.
Oh, did you?
It's called an Audemars Piguet Edouard... Piaget Traditional d'Excellence. It is valued at $2,288,177.
Only?
Yes. I'll take three. Okay, what happens if somebody comes to you with gold, and that gold is valued at, say, 5,000 rand? And I do want to talk, before we run out of time, I do want to talk about the competition that you've got running, and that we're going to run here on the Morning Mayhem. But say the gold is valued at 5,000 rand or 10,000 rand, and I want to take a loan against that 10,000 rand's gold.
So
would you give me the 10,000 rand?
No. And the reason
would
why
also
we
be a third?
No. Gold is different because gold is way easier to sell. Gold, the gold price is a great indicator of what we can give you. And fortunately for us, as we buy gold, we can sell it the very same moment. With watches, there's a huge time delay. Can be a week, can be 6 months before we sell that watch, if you do default. On gold, it's generally gold price less 15 to 20%. So if your gold value is worth 10, you're going to get a loan of 8,000 rand. We always need a small buffer.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a small buffer. It just covers us in regards if the gold price crashes.
What happens if I take a loan for 10,000? I'm just throwing different scenarios.
No, please.
At you. If I take a loan for 10,000, I've given you, okay, so you've given me 8,000 for my 10,000 rands worth of gold, and that's my loan, right?
Right.
I'm loaning this 8,000 from you. And I decide, you know what? I actually would rather sell it to you. Are there additional charges that I would need to,
We get that all the time. So a client will come and take a loan out. After 2-3 months of paying the interest, they phone us up and they
realize it's not so sentimental.
Not so sentimental, and they don't really need the debt. So they say, can we please call it quits? And we always accommodate.
Okay.
So you do have that option, by the way, as well.
Okay. So let's talk about the competition.
Yes.
The gold capital competition. Quarter Kruger Rands.
Yes, and we are so excited about the competition.
I know, it's brilliant.
It's amazing for the listeners to win a quarter Kruger every week. All they have to do is come in and just sell something. It can be 100
minimum rand. Minimum value you said of 2,000.
2,000 rand. Minimum. But I mean, think about it. You're getting something possibly of 5,000 rand on a weekly basis.
And it's going to be a draw every week.
Every week in a studio. We're going to pull a name out the studio.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So how do they get in touch with you?
Please phone us. We are on www.goldcapital.co.za, or you can contact us on 011-447-4522. I'll repeat that. 011-447-4522.
Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure.
Run Lupo. Will you come back next week?
Please.
All right. Let's do a draw next week.
Fantastic.
For a quarter Kruger Rand.
But there's a catch here.
What's the catch?
The catch is we have to have at least 3 people come in through the week so we can pull out.
Oh my gosh, it's like Groupon.
Yeah, we have to have a minimum of 3 people.
Okay.
3 people have to come to sell.
So at least 3 people have to go in this week to go and sell a minimum of 2,000 rands worth of gold and diamonds.
And
are you taking diamonds as well?
We take anything. They can sell anything as long as it's over 2,000 rand.
Watches, diamonds, gold.
Gold. Watches, diamonds, gold. That's it.
There you go.
I've got to check myself.
Run Lupo from Gold Capital. Go on. Go and sell it. You could be, you know what? That gold is sitting there and you could be winning a quarter Kruger Rand next week valued at 5,000 rand. Get in touch with them. Goldcapital.co.za.